With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time for us to shift over to the stars of the sports scene in Washington, D.C., and in the Mid-Atlantic, to be honest with you. It's game number three of the World Series tonight, and we're live right outside of Nat Stadium this morning, a very special edition of Read on the Road. And Dave Jagler, he's got to be excited, man. He's the play-by-play voice of the Washington Nationals, and we're lucky enough to have him on the air early this morning. Good morning, Dave. How you feeling?
Well, I feel great. I feel better if I knew your coin was going to pick the Nationals to win tonight.
You know what? I'll flip it in a minute, and I'm pretty much sure that that's where it's going. But
there you go. All right.
His coin.
Then I'll feel really good.
His coin is batting about .667, went about two out of three right on NFL picks this year. It's crazy. But anyway, hey Dave, Gary Hess here. Just talk about this magic carpet ride. I mean, the first 2 months were pretty ugly, and since then it's been a season for the ages for the Nationals.
Yeah, they said the Nationals had never advanced past the division series round before, and just to get to the postseason was really considered a successful year, considering where they were. But if you could just get into the postseason, punch that ticket, see what happens. This team has always been built to do well in the postseason, but they're on a winning streak now that it matches their longest of the regular season, and to do it against the top teams in the league is impressive. They win two against the Dodgers to finish off that series, sweep the Cardinals in four to get to the World Series, and they've defeated the heavily favored Astros and two 20-game winners in the first two games of the World Series, and they set up a first. You're outside the ballpark now. I mean, 86 years since a World Series has been played in the nation's capital, and that will change at 8 o'clock tonight.
Dave, just one more question looking back. Was there a crystallizing moment where the script flipped for this team, or was it just gradual improvement?
Well, I mean, everyone looks at the record when it bottomed out at 19-31, but really the key to that slow start was health. I mean, I think they always felt they had a competitive team, that there could be a postseason team. But, you know, when you take out Trey Turner and, for a time, Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto and Ryan Zimmerman, I mean, no team can survive the loss of four of their top five hitters in the lineup. So when those guys started to get healthy, that was around the middle of May, and then they got their timing back, and that was around the end of May. And that's when the run started to go 84-40 after the 19-31 start. So health was really the big factor of them struggling. And once guys started to get healthy, that's when things turned around.
Dave, you've been around this team since they moved to Washington. Talk about just how cool it is to see guys, the long-timers, the Ryan Zimmermans of the world, finally getting to experience this.
Well, in particular for Zim, because he was here when the team was losing 100 games, and it seemed like they couldn't be any further away from being in this moment of getting to the World Series. And, you know, Zim's still a productive player, and for him, he has had a couple of moments in this postseason to really stand out. Three-run homer in Game 4 against the Dodgers, and obviously the first World Series run scored in Nationals history, delivered on a Zimmerman home run in his first World Series at bat. He played the most games in the major leagues of any active player without playing in the World Series. And there's the backdrop that Zim's contract is going to be up at the end of the year. They're going to decline the options. So it's not 100% certainty, really, for the first time in his career that he's coming back next season. He wants to, and it seems like the team is interested in having him back. But there's kind of that backdrop, well, could this be the end for Ryan Zimmerman? And he's had these incredible moments in October, so it's really been fun to watch.
We're talking to Dave Jagler, one of the voices of the Washington Nationals. Dave, how important is tonight's game in terms of not giving the Astros any hope at all?
Well, they were in the same scenario a little over a week ago against the Cardinals, coming out of St. Louis up 2-0, and I said the same thing. You can't give the other team just even that sliver of hope that they're back in the series. Jump on them early and get the crowd energized. Not that they need any of that, but keep them involved in the game. The Astros are a better ball club than St. Louis. I mean, I think obviously just going up 2-0 and a blowout win in Game 2 is beyond wildest expectation. I mean, to me, this still has the chance to be a long series, but considering how well they're playing, If the Nationals can win tonight, they've got a chance, obviously, to close it out tomorrow. This is going to be an interesting pitching matchup. I know the Nationals took down Garrett Cole and took down Justin Verlander. Zach Greinke, over his career, has been very, very good against the Nationals. 6-1 record, a 1.27 ERA. This year he pitched against the Nationals with Arizona and took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. So this pitcher has given the Nationals some trouble. But the way the Nats are swinging the bat and playing well, you hope you can just throw that out the window and they'll play well tonight.
You surprised Davey went with Anibal Sanchez tonight instead of Patrick Corbin?
Well, no. I think he needed Corbin to pitch in game one, and they kind of held that option out there that if Corbin pitched in game one or two, that they would put Sanchez in this game three start and hold Corbin for game four just to give him a little more rest. I think they're very confident considering how Sanchez has pitched in his two prior postseason games that this moment is not too big for him. He has pitched in the World Series before with Detroit in 2012, and frankly, he's a very tough at bat for a team that likes to hit fastballs, and the Astros are a fastball-hitting team, and Sanchez is so adept at changing speeds, throwing his changeup, his cutter, and his curveball. Hopefully that'll be a good matchup that he can keep the Astros off his fastball.
Especially for folks who went to some of the original games at RFK, back in 2005. So, you know, since you mentioned flipping the coin, let's just see what happens. Heads is always the home team, so let's see. And it's heads. I don't even have to go two and three. Okay.
There you go. Hey, we didn't have to play the game. We didn't have to play the game tonight. Right. There's no need to show up now.
The coin has spoken. That's
it's
right.
It's over. It's over.
Refunds on those $1,000 standing room only tickets, right, Dave? Dave Jagler, absolutely, the voice of the Washington Nationals. We're excited to be right outside the stadium this morning, and I know it'll be an exciting, packed house tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.